Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from my company, High Value Consulting. And if you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, please give us a call at 484-431-2874, or you may visit us online at my new improved website by Lucid Media, highvalueconsulting.org. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. There's a strategy that's been generating a lot of conversation in the retirement planning world lately. It's called Roth conversion. You may have heard of that term, and you may have been told by a friend or colleague that it's something you should look into. And it's true for some people. A Roth conversion could be a really powerful tool. But here's the thing. What works well for one household can cause real financial strain for another. This isn't a strategy that's right for everyone. And today we want to give you a little honest look at what a Roth conversion actually is. Who is the benefit? And just importantly, who it may not be right for. So let me bring in my co-host, Jacqueline Glad, who is always a great thought partner on these very important conversations. Hello, Jacqueline.
Well, thank you, Kurt. And hello to you, too. I think you really just set that up perfectly. But how are you this morning? I feel like we just chatted a little bit before the show today. And, you know, I'm feeling like there's raininess here in Minneapolis. And I feel like a good nap this afternoon.
Well, you know, it was actually very sunny here this morning in Northeast Pennsylvania or Macungie, Pennsylvania. And it was, very promising. It looks like a beautiful day. Now it's overcast and it looks like it's going to rain. So I think those clouds are coming from your area and ended up over here on the East Coast. So, you know what? I'm glad it's Friday. Let's put
yes,
it that way.
Yes. Is that like a metaphor for our lives right now? Like, oh, we're doing great. And then slowly it just kind of creeps in.
One of those things. Yeah, I don't understand. But you know what? We're just going to persevere and rock and roll right into the weekend. So
yes, that's hilarious. But I mean, Kurt, I'm so glad that we're talking about this topic today because I think that this can get pretty confusing for listeners, clients, you know, just I personally get confused by Roth conversions and truly knowing if it's a right idea for you and your individual plan. So there's a lot of enthusiasm around Roth conversions right now. And I think a lot of people are hearing the term and wondering if they're truly missing out on something. What are they missing out on? So, Kurt, where would you like to start in this conversation today?
Today's conversation is based on a recent Kiplinger article with the headline, Should You Jump on the Roth Conversion Bandwagon? We'll walk through the key ideas from that piece throughout the show. Let's start with the basics, because I think before someone can decide whether a Roth conversion is right for them, they need to understand what actually is, what it is, and how it works. A Roth conversion means moving money from a traditional IRA or 401k, which is pre-tax, into a Roth IRA, which is after tax. And when you do that, you pay income taxes on the amount you convert today. In exchange, that money will grow tax-free, and qualified withdrawals in retirement could be tax-free as well.
Well, that sounds great. I like the opportunities there. So, Kurt, you're essentially, you know, trading a tax bill now for the possibility of no tax bill later. And it sounds like to me, you know, taxes are kind of on sale right now, right?
That's a good way to put it, Jacqueline. And you can see why that's appealing, especially when a lot of people are concerned about where tax rates might be headed in years to come. If you think taxes are going up in the future, paying today's known tax rates starts to look pretty attractive. There's also something else that draws some people into Roth accounts. That's the issue of required minimum distributions, or as in the industry, we call it RMDs. Traditional IRAs, 401ks, require you start taking withdrawals at age 73, whether you need the money or not. And those withdrawals are taxable as ordinary income. However, Roth IRAs don't have that requirement during the account owner's lifetime. That may give retirees much more control over their taxable income in retirement. And that control can genuinely be valuable when trying to manage what tax bracket you fall into each year. And there's a legacy planning angle worth mentioning as well. Roth IRAs can be an effective tool for passing wealth to heirs, since beneficiaries may receive tax-free withdrawals under certain conditions. For people who want to leave something behind and possibly provide for their loved ones to have tax-free withdrawals, that's a very important part of the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, that legacy planning, that estate planning. And so, you know, who tends to be a solid candidate for a Roth conversion, Kurt? I mean, if someone is listening right now and wondering whether this applies to them, what are the possible situations where it might or it tends to make the most sense?
That's a great question, Jacqueline. And I want to be careful here because this really does vary significantly from individual to individual. But there are some situations where the case for conversations tend to be stronger. One is someone who is in a temporary lower income period or bracket. Maybe you've just retired but haven't started Social Security yet. Maybe you had a year where your income was lower than usual for some reason. That window where your taxable income is below where it is normally would be could be an opportunity to convert some funds at a more favorable tax rate. Another situation is someone who has built up a large balance in a tax-deferred account, like a 401k or a traditional IRA. And here's why that matters. When RMDs kick in at age 73, those required withdrawals could be quite significant depending on the account size. And every dollar that comes out is taxable as ordinary income. If someone has accumulated a large tax-deferred balance over their working years, they may find themselves pushed into a higher tax bracket in their 70s and beyond. Whether they need that income or not, doing some strategic converting earlier while income is lower could possibly help manage that future tax exposure.
Yes, absolutely. And to maybe put it in practical terms here, you know, Kurt, how I like to think about maybe tax deferred and taxable. So we're talking about the taxable, which is the Roth, and then the tax deferred, which is the 401ks and the traditional IRAs. And I think, you know, when you're thinking about the tax now versus later, you know, if you're being taxed on it now, then the interest isn't gained, right? Because there's going to be more interest on tax deferred accounts because there's more money. So it really can get confusing on whether it's best to do now or later. But the real answer is being diversified for that reason. And, you know, so it's not just about what you need right now. It's truly about anticipating what your tax picture is going to look like years down the road and trying to get ahead of it.
And that forward-looking perspective is one of the things that make Roth conversions both potentially valuable and generally complicated. You're essentially making projections about your future tax situation. Doing that well requires real analysis. It's just not a gut feeling or conversation at the kitchen table.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kurt, let's just take a quick pause here. And before we keep going with today's conversation, Kurt, can you please let our listeners know how they can schedule a complimentary consultation to ask you questions or to get more information on this?
Absolutely, Jacqueline. They can give us a call at 484-431-2874, or they may visit us online at our new and approved website, highvalueconsulting.org. And scheduling a consultation only takes a few minutes. We're always happy to work around your schedule. And honestly, if today's conversation is raising questions about your own situation, a one-on-one consultation is a good place to work through these questions with someone who knows your full picture.
Yes, absolutely. An individual strategic plan. I think a lot of listeners today are probably nodding along with our conversation and wondering whether a Roth conversion could benefit them. There are clearly some important things to think through before making any moves regarding conversions, Roth, traditional. So what do people need to be careful about?
That really is where the conversation gets critical, Jacqueline, because the enthusiasm around Roth conversions is real. But so are the potential pitfalls for someone who jumps in without doing their homework or a proper planning. The first and most important question is, what does your tax situation look like right now compared to what you expect to look like in the future? Because the whole premise of a Roth conversion is that you're paying taxes now to avoid higher taxation at a later date. If your current tax rate is actually higher what you expect to pay in retirement, the math may not work in your favor. On the other hand, if you're in a peak earning years and converting large amounts, you could end up paying taxes at a higher rate than necessary. So timing truly matters a great deal in this planning situation.
Yes, absolutely. And I imagine it's not just about your income tax bracket, really just in isolation, Kurt. I mean, a Roth conversion could affect other parts of the tax picture in ways that aren't immediately obvious, but will be down the road.
That's a really important point, Jacqueline, and one that people frequently overlook. When you do a Roth conversion, you're increasing your taxable income for that particular year. And that increase can have a ripple effect and go well beyond just your tax bracket. For example, it could affect how much your Social Security benefits are taxable, or could push you into above certain income thresholds that trigger higher Medicare premium surcharges that are called IRMA surcharges. That's a whole other story, but that can be very significant as well. A conversation that looks attractive in isolation could have unintended consequences or costs. If it pushes your income across one of these thresholds, that's why modeling the full picture with your financial service professional and your tax professional is so important and key before taking any action.
You know, we're talking about a financial advisor and a tax professional or CPA, you know, all together in one room. And that is where you're going to get the best picture and strategy for your long-term picture. But Kurt, what about actually paying the tax bill that comes with the conversion? I mean, that's a very real, practical consideration for a lot of people here.
Jacqueline, it is. And it's a critical one as well. Ideally, the taxes on a Roth conversion should be paid usually from funds that are outside the retirement account itself, from cash savings, a taxable brokerage account, or something along those lines. Here's why that matters so much. If you use money from your retirement account to cover the tax bill, you're actually reducing the amount that actually ends up in the Roth. That shrinks the long-term benefit of the entire strategy. The math starts working against you, and sometimes significantly. Before someone moves forward with a conversion, they really need to take an honest look at whether they have significant liquid assets available to handle the tax obligations comfortably without disrupting their overall financial plan or creating cash flow issues and problems.
Well, and Kurt, you've mentioned timing a couple of times throughout this conversation today. So is there a solid way to pace a Roth conversion strategy maybe over time?
So for many people, the most effective approach is to do it gradually rather than all at once. And that's the strategy I like to implement with my clients. Rather than converting a large balance in one single year, which would push you significantly to a higher tax bracket and trigger some of the unintended consequences we talked about earlier, a lot of people convert smaller amounts over several years. This gradual approach gives you more control. You can convert up to a certain tax bracket each year, stay within that range that makes sense for your situation, and adjust as circumstances change. And they do change. The tax laws change, your income changes, your needs and goals change as well. Your phased approach gives you the most flexibility to respond to all those changes that we referenced above. Some people also look at timing conversions during years when the market is down, because a lower account value means a lower taxable conversion amount. It is a reasonable consideration, but market timing alone should not be the driving force behind this decision. It's one factor among many factors.
Kurt, let's maybe talk about some of the things that people commonly get wrong when it comes to Roth conversions, because I think that's where some of the most useful perspective is. You know, we always want to talk about the what ifs and how to use or how to work forward with those.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jacqueline, because that is really where enthusiasm can get ahead of the analysis and where it can be costly mistakes happen. One of the most common misconceptions is that a Roth conversion automatically leads to lower taxes overall. People hear that about the tax-free withdrawals and assume the benefit is a given. But whether a conversion actually saves you money in the long run depends on your future tax rates and your spending needs in retirement, how long these assets stay invested, have time to grow, and a whole range of factors that are different for every household and individual. Time horizon is probably the most underestimated factor. Roth conversions tend to work best when there's enough time for the tax-free growth to offset the upfront costs. If someone is in their mid to late 70s and expects to need those funds relatively soon, the math simply will not work for in their favor. You need a strategy to pay that will pay off. And again, I work with a lot of clients in their early 60s prior to Social Security, and they've acquired a lot of money in a 401k or IRAs. And I convinced them with doing the proper planning how to convert over a series of 4 or 5 years that will benefit them as they go forward into their retirement years once they start collecting Social Security.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I just learned that the Roth IRA actually became available for the first time in 1998. So if we're talking about, you know, people in that generation, Kurt, that you're talking about, you know, the 60s and the roughly retirement age, right? They never had the opportunity to do a Roth until 1998. So a lot of their funds are probably in a traditional, you know, 401k and traditional means. And so you haven't paid those taxes on it yet. So there's a lot to consider when we're talking about a rollover, or are we going to take out the money? What are we going to do with it, with your tax bracket? So many different things. And so I'm so glad that you brought that up, Kurt. But I do want to quickly touch on, what about married couples? Because I know that, you know, that could be maybe different. And I imagine that there are some unique considerations for them.
There really are. Married couples sometimes get drawn into the idea of leaving tax-free assets to their heirs. And that's a possible goal. But that doesn't always think that the annual cash flow that's required to support ongoing conversions. If you're converting meaningful amounts each year, you're also generating a tax bill each year. Without adequate liquid assets and a clear plan around the ongoing cash flow, even a well-intentioned strategy can put a real strain on household finances. The strategy has to fit your overall financial picture, not just look good in theory. And one more thing worth raising. Some people hear about Roth conversions from a neighbor or a colleague who's done one and had a great experience. And they assume the same result is waiting for them. But every household is genuinely different. Income levels are different. Account sizes are different. Time horizons, estate planning goals, health considerations, and spending needs in retirement are all the factors that you must consider. What is the right move for one person could be the wrong move for another.
Yeah, absolutely. So in essence, the one size fits all is not a thing when it comes to Roth conversions and what to do. And so how should someone actually go about figuring out whether a Roth conversion would make sense for them? I mean, what does that process look like, Kurt? Where should they start?
Well, I always say we start with comprehensive financial planning, but the honest answer is to work with your financial service professional before making any financial decisions. Again, getting back to the planning aspect. I want to be clear about that because this is generally one of the areas where experienced professional guidance could make a profound difference in whether the strategy actually works in your favor. A financial service professional can help you model different scenarios side by side. What does the tax picture look like if you convert now versus waiting a few years? What happens if you convert a smaller amount each year rather than a large amount all at once? How does the conversion interact with your Social Security timing, your projected RMDs down the road, your Medicare premium thresholds? These are questions that require real personalized analysis, great planning, not just a general understanding of how Roth accounts work in theory.
Yes. And Kurt, I'm guessing that that process also involves looking at the full retirement income picture, not just the conversion decision all on its own. I think we've made that pretty clear.
Absolutely, Jacqueline. A Roth conversion decision doesn't happen in a vacuum. It has to be evaluated as part of a broader strategy that looks at all the income sources, your account types, your tax situation today and in the future, your spending needs, and your goals for the assets you want to leave behind. That's really where the value of working with a true financial service professional shows up. It's just not knowing about how Roth conversions exist and that they can be beneficial. It's about knowing whether they're the right fit for your specific situation at what point in time, and that's what really truly matters. The level of personalized analysis requires someone who understands your full financial picture and can run the actual projections. Working alongside with your tax professional is also key and worth considering. The tax implications of a Roth conversion are specific and consequential, and coordinating your financial strategy and your tax strategy with a financial service professional and tax accountant is where a lot of great value gets created. These two professionals working together on your behalf can make a real impact on the overall outcome of your financial future.
So, Kurt, out of your professional opinion, how do you think the taxes differ between a Roth conversion and just pulling the money out? Are they different?
Yeah. I mean, what we're looking at here, when you convert today, I have a client, they were converting a dollar amount every year. And they, like I said, they haven't collected Social Security yet. They're still in a higher tax bracket, but what we're looking to that money, they're not looking to even use it. They're looking to actually probably even leave it for their heirs. So that money will probably sit there for 10, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. But when it is passed on, it's going to be tax-free. Mm-hmm. Or if they do need it, it's going to be tax-free for them. So if you look at the overall returns in the market, having the money sitting there for that period of time, it's absolutely a win-win situation. So it makes a tremendous difference in the overall financial security of that family.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned a little bit at a time. I mean, you just talked about like just dollars, right? I mean, that's the importance of this, is that you don't want to do a big chunk. You really want to come up with a long-term plan. And Kurt, so maybe let's try to bring this conversation home here. For someone who's been listening today and truly trying to figure out whether a Roth conversion belongs in their retirement plan, what is the bottom line?
The bottom line, Jacqueline, is that Roth conversions can be a very powerful part of a retirement strategy, but they are a tool, not a universal solution. The fact is there's a lot of buzz around them right now. Doesn't mean that's the right move for everyone. It doesn't mean that you should feel pressure to rush and do this immediately into anything. There are situations where a Roth conversion makes a lot of sense. If you're in a temporary lower income bracket or period, you have a large tax deferred balance, you're concerned it's going to generate a significant RMD burden down the road. If you have the liquid assets available to cover the tax bill without touching the retirement account itself, you could have enough time for the tax to grow, like I said earlier, tax-free growth to offset the upfront costs, then it's generally worth exploring carefully with your professional team of financial service professional and a CPA. But the exploration shouldn't happen with guidance. It should happen with a full financial picture on the table, not based on what you heard at a dinner party or read in a headline. The goal of any retirement strategy is to make your money work as efficiently as possible for the life you want to live. And sometimes a Roth conversion is part of that. Sometimes a better answer is a different strategy entirely, a combination of approaches.
I like that. And that's true. And that's really the value of getting personalized advice. That's why it's great to sit across the table from you, because not only do you plan for finances, you plan for life, you plan you. I like to say that sometimes, Kurt, you're a therapist as well as a financial advisor. And, you know, general information can really help people understand the concept, but it can't tell you whether it's right for your specific situation.
Jacqueline, that's exactly right. And yeah, I kind of fit the role of an advisor, therapist, and motivational speaker, educator, all the above. But general information is a good starting point. A personalized strategy is the destination. And the distance between those two things is where the real work of retirement planning happens. We'd love to be part of that process for anyone who has questions after today's show. And one of the things I do stress is that, again, you know, it's not for everyone. But again, until you have the information to make the right informed, intelligent decisions, that's what should drive the process. And not just, I should just try it. It's more to it than that. And that's why working or having a team around you makes the most financial prudent sense for your financial well-being.
Absolutely, Kurt. Well, this has been another interesting and timely show today. Do you have anything else before we say goodbye until next time?
Well, if you have any questions about your current retirement strategies or your financial plan, you can visit us at our website at highvalueconsulting.org, or you can give my office a call at 484-431-2874. And we'd love to help you build a financial strategy as you're looking ahead with more confidence and excitement. And the other thing I want to also bring to the conversation today is that just the other day, I had a lady come into my office. She had a 401k from somewhere in the early 90s, and she had no clue what was in it. So we found out it was at Vanguard, and they had pre-tax and after-tax. So there is some opportunities for her to roll it into an IRA and also a Roth. So she was so excited. She goes, I finally have a Roth. I said, there you go. I said, so that was sitting there for the longest time. No one gave her any advice. She did have an advisor, never gave her any advice on it. And I said to her, these are the things that are available to you. And she was so excited. She called me late last night. She goes, I'm glad we're doing this. She goes, thank you so much. And I can't wait to the next step. So there you have it.
Well, that's amazing. All right, listeners. Well, this has been a fantastic show. So thank you, listeners, for joining us on another episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt J. High.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.